This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Am I the drama? I don't think I'm the drama.
Who's the drama? Today's comes from me.
So what is the drama?
Well, I mostly want to know if I'm a terrible person because I got asked to leave self-checkout at the grocery store. Now, I feel like I have to preface this with a few things. I'm very nice to retail workers. I was in food service for ages. I always tip really well. I am not usually someone to push back or pick a fight with anybody working their job because we're all having a day and we're just trying to get paid and go home, right?
I gotcha.
I went to the grocery store and they only had two registers open and the lines were crazy well backed up. I mean, I am talking at least six carts deep. Oof. And every person had the ones that were piled up high with meat and bread and veggies and everything, right?
Uh-huh.
Like big carts. And I'm standing there and I've got my cart, and there is a sign for the self-checkout area that says about 15 items.
Right.
I feel like the about is very important because I had 22, which I know is pushing it. That's a little on the high end, but the about to me implies that you can have a few over.
Right.
And there are eight checkout registers in self-checkout. Three of them were empty. So I wasn't going to stand in line. I go and skedaddle on over. I start doing my self-checkout. Everything's going well until the end because I had a 2 liter of Mountain Dew, 3 gallons of water, and a pack of toilet paper.
So you had some big items that were flashy.
Yeah, and they wouldn't sit where the bagging area was. So the thing started doing the, please place the item in the bagging area. An attendant has been notified. And so the attendant comes over, needs to put their code in. And literally at this point, everything is rung up.
Yeah.
Like I just have to put my card in after they do their code. And she says, ma'am, you have more than 15 items. And I gesture at them and I say, I have about 15 items. And she literally says, I'm going to go ahead and cancel your order. You need to go and get in another line.
Wow.
I was like already done checking out. There's still not a line for the self-checkout, so I'm not slowing anyone down. And I get that, like, maybe there's rules at her job.
Uh-huh.
And so normally I would be non-confrontational, but we had early release last week at my kid's school, and I also had a freezer item in my cart that I wanted to make sure I could get home in time to put in the fridge, then go pick my kiddo up.
Okay.
And so I was like, ma'am, I'm going to be honest. Either we go ahead and just check this thing out right now, or I'm going to have to leave.
Ooh.
And she stared me down. And usually I wouldn't stare back, but I stared her back. And then she put her coat in, I put my card in, and I left. And my husband said I was being pretty dramatic. And, you know, in general, people were looking at me, and I don't want to be that person. I don't ever want to be that person, Mike. So am I the drama?
I think you are the drama.
No!
No, because listen, this exact same thing happened to me last week too, and I'm pretty sure it was at the same grocery store because we go to the same places. And I don't know why, but the self-checkout is the only thing that is routinely open. All the other registers are never open.
Yes.
I had 20 items in my cart. I was at the self-checkout, and the same lady came up to me and said, sir, you're going to have to go into a regular checkout line. And I said, you know what?
Why
I'm going to do
does
that.
The sign say about? That is the key part of this story. And I get it. It probably came from her manager. It's not her fault that they're understaffed,
nope.
But it's not my fault that they're understaffed either. And I'm just trying to buy my groceries and get out.
But the fact you were going to leave your cart there and just exit the store is dramatic.
I had 503-914-2899. Who's the drama?
I do not think you're the drama.
Oh, thank goodness. I feel a little stressed out because I'm not usually the confrontational person. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not either, but that was ridiculous. I think that maybe you guys should write that like corporate or something and tell them that that's a bit ridiculous, or they need to change their sign.
I think the sign needs to change because I posted a video about it over the weekend. And I'm not going to say the name of the place because I don't want to disparage any business. But there were about three comments of people that not only guessed the grocery store, but the exact location. So apparently, I'm not the first this has happened to.
I think they need to say like 15 items or less. No, I would have done the same thing.
But you don't think that she's being dramatic by just threatening to up and leave the grocery store in her cart behind in the middle of the aisle?
I think it's a bit warranted, honestly. I think that they're putting her in that position.
I just wanted to give the business my money. I just wanted to buy my beverages and my tomatoes and apples and get out. And yeah, there were some Hot Pockets in there, but like that, I just wanted to go.
And see, if you have let your cart behind, you wouldn't have had those Hot Pockets.
I was mostly there for the water and the toilet paper. Liz and Mike in the morning, 105 on the Buzz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.